Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
In Ephesians, the second chapter, Paul writes it, and he says, and listen, this message is going to capsulize and kind of gel the message of Easter. Okay, but listen, Paul writes in Ephesians 2, he says, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience." We've all experienced that. I did. It was decades ago, and I still look back at the darkness that was about my life before I came to the saving knowledge of Jesus. And verse 3 says, "Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others." Now listen, verse 4, huge. First two words, "but God." Man, you might come in here and you're just drowning in poverty, but God. Your business may be struggling, but God. Your health may be bad, but God. Your marriage, there may not be a unified, but God, who is rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us. Even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved, and raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Let me just pause right here. When you see the name Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus, it's not haphazard or serendipitous, the order. See, if it's Jesus Christ, the action is man to God. If it's Christ Jesus, the action's God to man. I read the last few verses. It talked about Christ Jesus. That means this action is from God to us. And you know what? We just receive it. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us. Now listen, in Christ Jesus, the action's God to man. "For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone could boast." See, we're not saved by works. It's simply God's power that delivers us of sin. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." We're not saved by works, we're saved for works. And we've got to understand that. We've got to look at this now. It's like, wait a second. It's by grace, it's by God's power, his supernatural ability, and his favor that we're saved. And that word saved is that he's rescued us. He's redeemed us. He's delivered us. Listen, to the point and the equation of this salvation is where there's nothing missing and nothing broken. Man, I'm telling you, we become a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You know, you think about the passion of Jesus. He was beaten. He was whipped. He was mocked. They spit in his face. He was unrecognizable as a human being, is what Isaiah prophesied. But see, we have to understand that this cause, what happened is they took him and they put him in a borrowed tomb. And they sealed that tomb where they put guards on that tomb. And then On that was on Friday. On Sunday, listen. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, listen, early in the morning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and he sat on it. Which, to me, I don't know, I might be the only one in the room. I love the attitude of God. He sends an angel, rolls away the stone that sealed the tomb, and then the angel just sat on it and just looked around like, "What up? What, you want some of this? What, do you want to shout at the title all of a sudden?" And his countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guard shook for fear of this angel, and they became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Don't be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus whom was crucified. You watched him die. He's not here, for he is risen, as he said he would." Remember? And they're looking at each other and they're thinking, "I think I do recall that." See the place where his body was? See, I want to just tell you, I want this to build your faith today. And for some of you, I just want it to build a faith. And in that, there's three scriptures in Romans. The first one is Romans 3. "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God," okay? Get over it. You were born a sinner. You executed that birth. And you know what? You lived as a sinner. But then in Romans 6, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And then chapter 10 says, "For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." So we're sinners. Christ died for us. We call upon his name. It is that simple. This is why Easter matters. Because of Easter, I was just sitting in my study, and I was thinking about Easter. I was thinking about, you know, we he's risen and the resurrection and Easter. But because of Easter, there's 10 simple things that you can take a screenshot of, or you could write this down. But listen, 10 things. Number one, you're a new creation. I was hungover. I answered an altar call in June of 1979. And I'm telling you, the story leading up to that is, I remember it, I lived it, but it's like it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how God delivered me the way he did. But I answered this altar call, and I confessed Jesus. And in my mind, in my heart, I'm thinking, is that it? It was pretty anticlimactic. I'm just telling you, I'm hungover. It was like my mouth was sand grainy. I had a headache, and I'm standing there kind of disgusted with the whole thing, because I stood up in front of a group of people. The pastor said, "Just raise your hand. I promise I won't embarrass you." I raised my hand, and then he prefaces by saying, "Every head down, every eye closed, no one looking around." I raised my hand. I heard all these people behind me, like, celebrating, and I turned and looked and thought, "You peekers." This is my introduction to church, just so you know. So I answered this altar call, and I'm thinking, this is bull loney. Honestly, I'm like, I was so critical of it. And the pastor looked at me very sternly, and he pointed at me. And let me tell you, you don't talk to me like that back then. Well, today you don't, but he pointed at me, said, "Look at me." And I'm like, "Who are you?" He's like 5'7", had a church clothes on, hairsprayed hair. And he said, "You're a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Let me tell you something. That changed everything. Everything in my life flipped on that one word from God. And that's what I'm believing God for you today. There's 10 things that that Easter brings into our life. Number one, we're a new creation in Christ. A new creation. You aren't the person who walked in here. Let me just tell you, God's making things brand new for you. Number two, you're a child of God. Some of you guys go, "Well, it's hard for me. I had a bad dad." Let me tell you, you don't anymore. You got a really good dad now. And his name's God. Okay? Understand that. He's not just coming in to be the force of the universe. He's coming in to be your dad, your papa. The next one is you're chosen. See, if you'd asked me, "Did you pick Jesus?" I'd say, "Yeah, I made the decision to go to church. I made the decision to raise my hand. I made the decision to answer that altar call." No, let me tell you, Jesus said, "You didn't choose me. I chose you." So let me tell you, you're a new creation. You're a child of God, and you're chosen. And by being chosen, you know what God does? He forgives you. You're forgiven. Some of you guys should be like, oh my gosh, thank you so much, God. Just be appreciative of God right now, you guys that need it. Any knuckleheads in here today? You're a new creation. You're a child of God. You're chosen. You're forgiven. You're healed. God healed you. It's in past perfect tense. You know, we're not walking around going, I'm waiting on my healing. What are we making this up as we go along? Here's what the Bible says. God sent his word and healed us, past tense, and delivered us of our destructions. By whose stripes you were healed. Okay? See, we've got to look at this. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever, went about doing good and healing all. That Jesus that did it then is the Jesus who does it now. Okay? So then the next one is, and this one blows my mind. Still even today, 45 years after I got saved, I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. You don't know who you're jacking with here. I'm not kidding you. I am not who you see. Who I am is, I house God's holy, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in me now. Lives in you now. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. You're more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens you. You're not just a conqueror. Let me tell you, a conqueror wins. If you're more than a conqueror, you know you're going to win. Whatever you're dealing with right now, you got to know that you know that you know that you're going to win. And you know what? That'll make you unbeatable. So you're more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens you. We have to look at this and we have to understand that the work that God started in us, he's faithful to complete. And see, by doing that, by being more than a conqueror, guess what? We're set free. Now, you guys, think about it. We got fellas that just done watching right now. A men's prison in Taft, Oklahoma. And guess what? Jesus is Lord of their life, so they're free. Guess what? Jesus is Lord of your life, so you're free. Yeah, but I'm old. You're free. Yeah, but I'm uneducated. You're free. Yeah, but see, let me tell you, it's for freedom. Listen to me. It's for freedom that Christ sets you free. Like, you're like, why am I set free? It's for freedom. You'll be like, well, wait, that's too simple. How many of you guys say hallelujah today? Any Okies in here? It is that simple. It's for freedom that he set us free. And now, because of that freedom, the ninth thing is we're living with incredible dynamic purpose in life. It's not just me. Well, how's it going? I'm just making, you know, I'm just taking it a day at a time. No, you know what we're doing? It's line upon line. It's precept. You are leaving here a new creation. You're leaving here better than the way you came in. Why? That's how God does it. Because you're sitting under the preaching of God's word. And his word's alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. When we speak it, we have it. And you'll say, well, how do you know I have an amazing purpose? Because I said so. How many of you guys had pretty good dads? It's time to go to bed. Well, why, Dad? Because I said so. See, that's the authority that God gives us in our lives. And the last one's just overwhelming. We're destined for heaven forever. Well, Pastor, what's your worldview? I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm born again. I'm redeemed. I'm saved. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm set free. There's nothing missing and nothing broken. I want to talk to you today if you're hurting or you're anxious. Because it is 2024, right? And let me just tell you, the world is pushing anxiety on people. The world is pushing depression on people. The world is pushing fear. It's selling fear everywhere you look. The headlines are what? Oh my gosh, my walls are closing in. Let me help you. They're not. Think about Mary getting to the tomb. Please put this Easter in perspective. Mary gets to the tomb at the dawn of the Sabbath, and it was empty. And realize she completely misjudged the situation. She went from devastation. Where's his body? I want to tend to it. Where have you taken him? To joy. From devastation to joy. In Psalm 34, verse 18, The Bible said the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. See, your heart may be cracking and feel like it's getting chipped away right now by the world, by your worldview or your perspective or how things seem or how things look. The Lord is near those who have a broken heart and saves such as has a contrite or broken spirit. See, God's going to rescue you today. We have to understand if you're hurting today for any reason, this is God's promise. Listen, don't despise small beginnings. The way you are now is not where you're going. I'm telling you, we have to have that heavenly mindset. It's like, oh my gosh, my eternity's heaven. What can the world do to me? The Bible says if God be for us, who could be against us? The sheer translation of that, if God be for us, who gives a rat's tail who's against us? Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not. 365 times in the word, it says, fear not, don't be afraid, for I am with you. See, God promised he'd never leave us or forsake us. Man, he's never going to leave you alone. What are you dealing with right now? You're not alone. I'm telling you, God goes before you. God goes all around you. He encompasses you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. And then he says this, listen, I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Let me tell you what you're dealing with right now. God's shaking his fist at it. He said, guess what this is? This is righteousness. Guess what this does? This elevates us to where we're in right standing with God. The hope of the world is in the message of the resurrection. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in us. No matter what your dilemma, your hope is here. Right now, and he's alive. See, we've got to understand that. Let me just tell you a personal story that happened to me this week. My mother had a heart attack and had me when she was a teenager. My biological dad, I don't think he stuck around a day. Pre-birth is when he left. And she raised me. Well, this last week she had a heart attack. And it was touch and go. It was like, oh my gosh. And I thought, well, she's in her early 80s. She's demonstrated the life of God. And she has to be fulfilled after everything she's been about. And so I decided I'd just fly up there. Well, after I made the plane reservation, I got word from my sister and my brother that she was getting better. She was recovering. So I thought, okay, good. And I'm getting ready to go to the airport, and the Lord gave me a word for her. And it's so interesting. I've never heard this before. See, my mom's got a degenerative disease that she's basically blind, and she could tell that like when she was asleep when I got to the hospital room. So I was just sitting on the couch, just sitting there, just waiting on her, and she woke up and she was looking like this, and she's just looking, and I could tell she couldn't make it. She knew someone was there, me, but she said, "Who is that?" You know, and just to mess with her, I just stayed quiet. So because I stayed quiet, she goes, "Bill, is that you?" So she said, "What are you doing here?" She said, "How bad is this?" I said, "Mom," and I pulled a chair over beside her. I said, "The Lord gave me a word. Now listen, her eyesight's very dim." I said, "You know, Mom, there's nowhere in the word that our sight is what we live by that I can find. We don't live by sight. We don't live by how things appear. We don't live by how things look. We live by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Faith comes not by seeing, but by hearing God's word. See, understand that. I said, so mom, are you full of God's word? She said, yes, I am. I said, I am too. I said, let me tell you something. I am so full of God's word. It's hidden so deeply in my heart, just like you, mom. I said, let me tell you, but we have to activate it. Our faith is activated when we speak it. Man, we believe it. Let me tell you, the devil believes it, but let me tell you, he can't speak it. But guess who can? We can. See, that's what you've got to understand. It reigns in the just and the unjust alike. But let me tell you, it's not what's happened to you. It's what you do with what happens to you. So God gave me a word from my mom. Mom, how's your hearing? She goes, man, it's perfect. I said, that's all you need. Because faith comes by hearing. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to speak the word. And she and I alternated quoting scripture. And we did it all night. And let me tell you, the next day, I had to fly home the next day. The day after that, they sent her home. Let me tell you, God's word is alive and powerful and sharper than any dead gum thing on the planet. The strongest thing in the world is God's word. That's what we put our hope in. That's what we put our trust in. So I just want to ask you simply, is your life right with God? Is Jesus the Lord of your life? You may be sitting here and you might say, hey, Shear, I did that back when I was a kid. Great, but have you lived for God up to this point? Well, it's not that big a deal. I can just think it, can't I? No, the Bible says you believe in your heart into righteousness. Now listen, you confess with your mouth unto salvation. You gotta say it. And you know what? By saying it, you're gonna have to get over yourself. It's humbling. Trust me. I walked up to that altar. It was humiliating. But you know what? I've never looked back. So I'm going to ask you, if you're here today and your life's not right with God, or if you're here today and you need to make Jesus the Lord of your life, I just want you to put your hand up right where you're sitting. Just put your hand up right now and say, Pastor, pray for me. Pray with me. Is there anybody here? God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? Just raise your hand. There's a guy that scratched his head. We're counting it. Is there anybody else? Just say, I need to get my life right with God. Just pray for me right where I am. Just pray for me. I need Jesus. We're offering you church, but you need Jesus. Is there anyone else? Hadn't raised their hand yet. Just please slip your hand up. I'm just asking you to give God a fighting chance. God bless you. Anybody else? God bless you. What's your name, son? Hunter? Everything's fixing to change, Hunter. Hundreds of volunteers, dozens of people watching babies and kids so that we could get to this point in your life. It's a big deal. Is there anybody else need to give your life to God? Need to make Jesus Lord of your life? Just raise your hand. Please. Last call. See, I'm speaking your language. You're like, oh, I heard that last night. Anybody else? Just raise your hand. I just need one more. God bless you. Okay. I'm going to lead you in a profession of faith. It's going to activate all the power of heaven into your life. You guys that raised your hand, it's going to seal your name in the book of life in heaven. It's going to remit your sin. And let me tell you, God forgives our sin, and we're like, oh, I'm appreciative. But he remits our sin. That word remit is where we get the word annulled, like it never happened. God forgets it. That's how good God is. So I'm going to lead you in a profession of faith. I don't want you to yell or scream, but I also don't want you to mumble or be ashamed of what you're doing. Let the person next to you hear what you're saying. Don't be ashamed of Jesus anymore. Those days are over. Let's all pray together. Father God, I give you my life. I make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life and whom I trust. I mean it, God. I'm for real this time. Jesus is Lord of my life. I'm going to heaven. I'll never smell the scent of hell because of the shed blood of Jesus that I receive right now for the remission of my sin. Now, God, I thank you. My life is yours. I'm putting you out front in my life. You're the most important thing for me forever. My life will never be the same. God, I'm leaving this place better. I'm leaving this place thanking you for promotion and advances and increase and overflow and abundant living. And God, I thank you for the greatest life known to mankind that's in me now, the life of God in Christ. God, I thank you. Everything I put my hand to prospers, and no weapon formed against me ever will. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and never beneath. Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. I am created in Christ Jesus for great works that I just walk in them. Thank you, God. This is amazing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.